the Sada is the Mardika Sada. And that is the chiluk between the Shem Elokim and the Shem Havaya is the following. Shem Havaya is the bechinah that there's only one Metzias, and that's the Metzias of the Rabban Shalom. And the Rabban Shalom's Mahavat, what's right, Yiras Oyim? Yiras Oyim is right, I'll give the marshal, what's Yiras Oyim? The person gets called in front of the king. And he's so overtaken. Right, so overtaken in awe-stricken, that's Yiras Oremus. The king is not going to punish him, he's not being brought there for doing something wrong. The king smiles at him, the king gives him money. He's still awe-stricken, right? I think I told you, if Elielapi brings down a mushel, not a mushel, it's a mistake of mice, he brings down, told you, of a peasant that was taken to the Tsar of Russia, and a poor peasant, and he was so overcome, the Tsar smiled at him and said, hello, and he opened his mouth to speak back to the Tsar, and he was so awe-stricken that he remained dumb, mute for the rest of his life. He brings us, and that's Yiras Oremus. What's the year over here? He smiled. There's no Oynish here on the way. But the word is that Yiras Oremus means Ke'ilu, the yachas between the two. So a poor peasant who's never seen anything in a shed, he goes to the big palace of the Tsar. So he sees that's the contrast, the merachak between the merachak tohoimi between one and the other is that's Yiras Oremus. In Kedusha, the pshat is that the Rabban Shalom is mahava the whole bria every second. So what is the whole bria? The whole bria is gonish. The whole bria is ayin ve'efes. The Rabban Shalom is mahava the bria. Rabban Shalom is the sherish of the mitzias, and the only mitzias that there is in the whole bria. The only mitzias that there is in the whole bria is the Rabban Shalom. And there's nothing else. So therefore, where is the person playing over here? Completely misbattled. The person's completely misbattled with mitzias ayin ve'efes, because every single rega, kol rega ve'rega, the Rabban Shalom is mahava, 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 mahava. The whole bria lasts and exists for one simple second, and then the Rabban Shalom is mahava the bria. That's the dveikus to the Shem Yudke Vavke. The dveikus to the Shem Yudke Vavke is the dveikus to realizing that the Rabban Shalom is the only mitzias, the makor ha'chaim, ki imcha makor ha'chaim. The Rabban Shalom is the only mitzias. There's only one mitzias, only one mitzias, and that's the mitzias of Rabban Shalom. So Mela, therefore, a person feels suddenly how vulnerable, how the whole breed is nothing. The whole breed is nothing. The contrast between feeling that I'm a nothing, and Rabban Shalom is the emistic of mitzias, yeah. So that feeling, that's the bechina of Yiras Oremus. But that feeling of somebody who's dovek to the Shem Yitzke Vavke, the feeling is faket. The feeling is brings a person to a moritik advekus. There is a person to moritik a yichud. We know that the Shem Yitzke Vavke is the shame of yichud, the shame of advekus. He's going to bring this begin of a yichad Yisroel. A yichad Yisroel. Yichad is lashon yichud. In other words, that's a yichud. It's a maridik advekus. Why? Because a person has a natural feeling to want to cling to the makor ha'chaim, the makor ha'metzias. Chas v'shalom, you put a person. It's one of the sides of mikvah. You're going to get the yon of the yoma. In the mikvah, the pshat is that a person, if you see a person, chas v'shalom, is chas v'chalila suffocating. So then he starts trying to breathe much quicker. He gets desperate to breathe. He's gushing for his breath. Right? What's the nesod? The nesod is that if he sees that his makor ha'chaim is being taken away from him, so he has a terrible chukka, as a noiradik chukka, to want to be tripped off at chaim. The person chas v'shalom chokes on something. So he gets desperate. He starts gushing for breath because he's a person has a merdeka chukka to be dovet to the makor ha'chaim, to the koyach mahava everything. So a person who's makayim shavisi havaya the negdi summit, which is shavisi havaya the negdi summit, the bunch of mahava the bria every second, every rega of a rega. If it would be one rega without the bunch of mahava the bria, the whole bria would be chayzel ayin ve'efes lashon of the balatanya the in shayuchem memunu. So Meila, therefore, a person's got to be dovuk to the Havaya, dovuk to the Yudke Vavke, is the Makor HaChaim, is the Makor of oxygen, Ke'ilu, is the Makor HaChaim, the Makor of Metzias, and he's Mahava the whole Bria. So a person should feel an unnatural yearning, just mamish like a person is choking, Chas v'Shalom, is gushing for his breath. Somebody is underwater, he can't breathe. One of the sides is a mikveh, when a person goes underwater, so pshat is he gets rid of all ke'ilah what he thought was chaim, and now he's completely dovok, he completely feels the chlois, he feels the dependency on the Rabban Shalom, the makor ha'chaim, and that's what brings him to be dovok to the makor ha'chaim. So that's the same bechina, a person has dveikus to, a person who's dovok to the mystic ha'chaim feels an un. feels that he can't do without it. He's desperate for it. Desperate for it. That's the sod. So that's the sod of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh is with the pasuk Shema Yisrael Havai Elokeinu Havai Echad. The shame Elokeim is a shame that makes you feel punishment and punishment. A person is a matzah Mesiris Nefesh, or a person is going through a tzar. So one way of looking at it is a bechinah that it's a punishment. The other way, there's a bechina, a person comes to bechina Mesiris Nefesh, he's dovuk to the Yudke Vovke. The reason why, if he's got a choice of either buying to Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom or giving his life up, so it's not pshat. But in Tiefkeit, it's not pshat he's giving his life up. His pshat is that it's impossible for him to serve that Avodah Zarah. Why? Because just like a person who's Chas V'Shalom suffocating, so what are you telling? No, what are you getting so? Take it easy. What do you mean take it easy? If he doesn't breathe for the next, he's about to be nitka from his Makor HaChaim, and he can't. If he gets all, it's impossible for him to be nitva from his Makor HaChaim. So he just tries harder and harder to be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. He tries harder and harder to breathe, etc. Chumon Litzlan. It's the same thing over here. When Bon Shalom is Makor HaChaim, Avodah Zarah, that's like choking. That's like Chas V'Shalom being taken away, teared away from the Makor HaChaim. Then a person feels even more desperate to be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. The more he feels the Makor HaChaim is being snatched away from him, the more he feels that the Havaya, whose Mahava is being taken away from him, Chas V'Shalom, that they want him to serve Avodah Zarah. And we know Avodah Zarah is against Yudkei Vovkei. Shem Elokim is Lahavdil, there's a clip of that, there's a Lehim Acherim. But the Shem Yudkei Vovkei is the Hepach of Avodah Zarah. So a person's being dragged towards Avodah Zarah, he suddenly starts frantically feeling he can't, he's being taken away from the Makor HaChaim, makes him even more frantic and more desperate to be dovuk to the Mahava Kol HaHavayas. So the Mela, therefore, when he doesn't serve Avodah Zarah, and he gives his life up, he feels, that's the sod of Rabbi Akiva, felt menucha, and the Tamidim said to him, Rabbi Atka Dekach, how can you be so ruyik? A person who's suffocating is faket, it gets all wild. He says, no faket, suffocating would mean if I have to go into Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Shalom. There I'm feeling that I'm being schlepped away from the Makor HaChaim of a mysterious nefesh, that's being dovuk to the Shem Havaya, who's Mahavah Kal Havaya, so you're being dovuk to that faket, and you're going back to the Makor HaChaim, you can breathe even better. There you can breathe even better. So that's the Nakuda. The Rebbe Akiva was, he felt he's not Chas V'Shalom, he's taught Torah Barabim, he feels Torah, that's the whole, you take a fish out of the water, so it gets all wild. That's the whole mashal he gave to Yehuda and Pop in jail. So Rebbe Akiva felt that in Torah, he's breathing. In Torah, he's breathing. He felt the Yudke Vovke. So maybe therefore, Mesiris Nefesh comes on the day, Shema Yisrael, Havai Elokeinu, Havai Echad. It's a Gilui, it's Hecher V'Elokim. It's Havai on both sides. It's the bechina of Havai Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Echad is the bechina where it's all nichlal in the Shem Havai, all nichlal in the Mahave Kol Havayis. And that's the bechina of feeling the Ribbono Shel Olam is Makor Kol Havayis, and the person is Moisei Nefesh Faket, he feels he's clinging to Chaim. He would suffocate if they take him into the church, Chas V'Shalom. Let it suffocate. But the Kol Zman, he's been dovuk to the Machaim, Ki Imcha Makor HaChaim. So then faket, then that's the dveikus to Havaya is the dveikus constantly to the Chaim. And that's why Emes the Kehid can't do it without it. That if he's Mekhaim Shavisi Havaya, then Negdi Somit, because a second without Havaya, he starts feeling, he starts suffocating, starts gushing, starts getting desperate. That's the beginning of Yiras Oremimus. So he has such a pachad. What's the pachad? The pachad is that he should be dovuk to the Makor HaChaim. The pachad is that where's Amenshon? The Bnei Shalom is the only Makor HaChaim, the only Metzias who's Mahava everything. So therefore, the pachad over there is, the year over there is that Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't get uprooted from that. He shouldn't get uprooted from his life cord. That's the year of Saramis. He's not scared of a patch. He's scared of not being, he's scared of being Nisrachik Chas V'Shalom from the Shem Havaya. And that's the first pagam that there was in the Torah. Somebody's been torn away from the Shem Havaya. Chava said, I can't eat from the Tzadas. Ki b'yoyim acholcha memenu mois tumas. You go against the Ribbono Shel Olam, you get torn away from the Mahava Kol Havayis. You get torn away from the Mahava Kol Havayis. And we've discussed this before. That the whole Seder of Avodas Adam is to show the Shem Havaya to the Yichud of the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elokim. Till Adam, till Sheini is only Elokim. From Sheini, every time it says Hashem's name in the Torah, it's always Havaya together with Elokim. Till the Nochash came along. And the Nochash that says, only in the Shem Elokim. So Chava said, the Yudke Vavke, we're Dovuk to the Shem Havaya. Not Dovuk to the Shem Havaya anymore, you go against Hashem. It's Mois Tumas. What did the Nochash say? Loi Mois Tumusin. The vikuach over here is, if you go away from Hashem, if you're being mitnatek from your makor chaim or not. The nachash is loy moist mosim. There's a life without, there's an independent life as well. But Chava was then clinging to the yudkei vavkei, and therefore the chet of the tzadas was be'etzem a chet that pulled him away from the yudkei vavkei. Was a feeling that a person can feel that he can still be alive if you're taking him away from the rabban shleim. That was the pegam. That was the pegam of the tzadas. Das means his chabrus. Das means his kashrus. And the Itzadas Toivera means that a person can feel an Iskashus to Ra as well. Naturally, a person feels a Mardik Iskashus, a Dvekus and Iskashus to the Rabbi Shalom. That's the Makor HaChaim. Of the eating from the Itzadas Toivera is Mavalbel, that Iskashus, that he can feel Iskashus to Ra as well, even if it's taking him away from the Rabbi Shalom. That's the Makor. Avraham Avinu was the first one who brought back that Mechina. So therefore Avraham Avinu is davened to the Makor HaChaim. If he's davened to the Makor HaChaim, you possibly can't kill him. You can throw him into Kipshon Ha'ish. You can do what you want with him, but you can't kill him. So Avraham Avinu restored this idea of Shivisi Havaya the Negdi Somer, that when you daven to the Shem Havaya, so then that's the Makor HaChaim. That was the whole, so that's the sod of Yiras HaRoim. So therefore Mr. Moshe, you see in Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik, yes, what tzaddik Mitzrayim? Shem Shemayim Shogu Bepiv. Shem Shemayim Shogu Bepiv. And then Paris says, Mi Havaya Sheshma Bekoyle. Mi Havaya Sheshma Bekoyle. Because Mitzrayim didn't have the Nilus. They didn't have rain. I mean, they had the Nilus, and the Nilus made them feel that they have their own Makor HaChaim. They have their own Mayim. They don't need Mayim Geshem. They don't need that. They have their own Makor HaChaim. Yudkei Vavkei says that Ben Shalom is Mahava the Kol Havaya every second. Ben Shalom is Mechaya Kol Abriya. Va'ata Mechaya is Kulam. Tzvah Shemayim L'chom Mishtachim. You are Mahava the Ben Shalom. Paris says no. Paris says we have our own. We have a Bechinus independent Chaim. So Paris was only Makir the Shem Elikim. He was Koyfer on the Shem Havaya. Yosef Tzadik had them bring in the bechina of the Shem Havaya, Shem Shemayim Shagah B'Piv. So Meila, therefore, if you kaif on the Shem Havaya, if you don't have Yiras of Rebimus, then you have to have Yiras Oynish. Then you need Pech. And then you have Eser Makis. And Paro needs to understand Makis. Why? Because the Shem Elikim is the Yiras Oynish. Yiras Oynish is the year from Pech, so you get Makis, Eser Makis. All the Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, it was time to introduce them to Azar Hecher Mahalach, to Mahalach, where a person sees and feels, where you can't make a mistake. You eliminate any other Makor HaChaim that there is in the world, and you dove completely to the Shem Havaya, which is the Havaya Kol Havaya, Mahava Kol Havaya. And that was the Avoda when they came out of Mitzrayim, to be dove to the Havaya Kol Havaya, the Mahava Kol Havim, and that's what Klal Yisrael have to be dove to when they came out of Mitzrayim, to go up. Uplifted from the Yiras Oynish that we used to Mitzrayim when they saw Mitzrayim getting Makkas, had to be uplifted to the Bechina of the Yiras Araimimus, where they see the Rabban Shalom is the only Makor HaChaim, Ki Imcha Makor HaChaim is Mahava. So, Meila, therefore, you see where did Klal Yisrael start getting that? That came in the Bechina of the Yamsuf. Bechina of the Yamsuf, Be'emes started early already. It started Be'emuna with Klal Yisrael before, and then it went there from Kriyas Yamsav onwards, it was Mamish Mamuchash. Because that's why Ibn Shalom took them into a midbar. A midbar is a place where there's no chayim, there's no life. Right? You can't say no water, no vegetation, there's no food, there's no gonsht. There's no gonsht. So either you believe the Mam in the Ibn Shalom's Mahava Kol Havayis and he provides Kimchom Makor HaChaim, or there's nothing there. I mean, there's nothing there. That was a contrast of going out of Mitzrayim into the midbar. So Meila, that's why the Dafka had to go to the Midbar, through the Midbar. And the Midbar Taka, there they lived in that Darga of being Dovuk to the Makor HaChaim, feeling the Ben Shalom's Mahava, everything. Because that's every minute they kept on getting Kulei Nisim and Kulei Zach. There was nothing else. Be'eretz Lezeruah, Lechtich Acharam in Be'eretz Lezeruah. And that was the contrast to Mitzrayim. That was the contrast to the Bechina Mitzrayim. Meila, the Kriyas Yamsuf, this became the Kriyas Yamsuf of the Emes, that's when they went up to this Madriga. That's what he's going to do. And that's what he's going to discuss. That Yiras Oynish was the first part of Mitzrayim. About the person has to start with Yiras Oynish. You can't start explaining a child about Yiras Oremimus, but you can start explaining Yiras Oynish. But eventually, the person's got to steig and has got to be oil lemala to the bechin of Yiras Oremimus to see how their bein shalom can mamish can see how their bein shalom is mahava every second. And that's why we saw shinuyim, mordik shinuyim in Briyas Oynim at Kriyas Yamsuf. Hofach yam leyabosha. Pachadik azach, right? Hofach yam leyabosha. In other words, and it's not stam yabosha. We have this whole vatoyin in normal halach and very bekitza. The pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, the pasuk says, "Don't think it was a shtickle wet the sand. It was mamish dry. It was mamish bone dry. It was completely dry." Hofach yom leyabosha. The pasuk says, "Vayevoy besoicha yom bayabosha." It's not besoicha yom. It's yabosha. So what's pshat besoicha yom bayabosha? The Teretz says this is mamish going back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mahava kol havayis. This is going back to the Ranchlan, this Mahava, the Bria. The same way at the beginning of the Bria, you had Orev HaChumshich, Orev HaChumshich, Mishtamshich, Barabuvia, and then all these things right at the beginning of the Bria went to Stira. So we're going back to the Havaya Kol Havaya, Mahava Kol Havaya, so all that took place back then, it takes place every single minute, every single moment. So the Kriyas Yamsev was a Bechina of the Ranchlan, showed them the Bechina of the Ranchlan's Mahava Kol Havaya. And therefore, you see, you know, as Yoshe Moshe, Lachoyra was a punishment for the Mitzrayim, but you don't see the Shem Elokim in the whole Kriyas Yamsev, in the whole Shir Zayam. What do you see? You only see the Yudke Vavke, only the Yudke Vavke, because the Yudke Vavke is Yiras HaRoymus, and that was the Bechina that even the Goyim, Tipal Aleim HaMosav HaFachad, Begdol Zeracha, Yid Mekhove, and that was also a Bechina of Yiras HaRoymus. They saw the Rabban Shalom, they saw Hagilu the Shem Havaya, the Rabban Shalom is Mahava Kal Havaya, so who are they? They're nothing. Hafach Yav, one second Yom is Yabosha, Yabosha is Yam, and then, you know, everything for one second, everything is upside down. That showed the Musig, the Rabban Shalom is Mahava Kal Havaya, and that was going up from Yiras HaOynish to the Bechina of Yiras HaRoymus, and that's why they sang Shir Sayom. Shira, the whole sod of Shira is when a person feels the chiyus. When a person feels chiyem achom akoy chaim, is then the person. A person feels the Baruch Shalom is mahava the bria every second. So therefore, that's the sod of Shira Hashem Shechodesh. Shira Hashem Shechodesh means that be'etzim every rega is mechayev anu she. The Pirkei Shira, that all the chayes, everything in the bria sings Shira the whole time because they feel how the Baruch Shalom is mahava them. Mahava them the whole time, so they feel a fresh chiyas coming to them the whole time. That's the sod of Shira. And that's the whole vote of Az Yoshin, you can't remember the chiyas amesim in a Torah. The Be'etz and the Baruch Shalom is the Mahava, everything. So even if a person dies, it's a bechin of chiyas amesim. Because the Baruch Shalom is the Kiyim Chom Mekor Chaim. That's always the sod of why in a song you always go from one stanza and then you say Hashem Eshavas Habein Emabas and you sing again and you keep on going back to the beginning. Kari Bein Olam Shloach Nasada Kari Bein Olam Rav Ravin Kari Bein Tzumi Shalai Hazan Asayilamai Tzumi Shalai Rachim Tzumi Shish Bekol Teide Tzumi Shalai. Why, what's the pshat? The pshat is that your whole time you're being dovered to the shayrish. You're never leaving the shayrish. That's the sod of Shira. The Shira is the feeling that you're never leaving the shayrish. You're never leaving the way you began. And you're never leaving the way it was at the beginning. Usually the beginning is the beginning. And then that's it. It's not the beginning anymore. Habba Shira is Megala, the whole inin of Havai, Kolam Ahavis. That is, no, the beginning is always a beginning. The beginning is always a beginning. So the beginning always retains. Even if you sing a shtickel, you keep on going back. It's like a person breathes. So then he breathes out, but then he's. After a second, he's got to breathe again, and then you can breathe out, and you can talk two sentences. But then you've got to breathe again. You keep on having to go back to the makor. Breathe again, speak. Breathe again, speak. Breathe again, speak. It's a cycle. It's the whole thing. So that's again. You're saying a stanza, you go back to the beginning. You're saying a stanza, you go back to the beginning. Shira is the musik, where a person feels that Baruch Shalom's mahav is mitzias all the time. That's the sod of Pirkei Shira. That's the bechin of Shira. So at that point, Baruch Shalom is saying not tefillah now. Now soon we're going to be Shira. Now you're going up to Yiras HaRoymus. You're going up to the bechin of Shem Havaya. You go back to the bechin of Shem Havaya, and then that's the sod of Shira. So that's what Klal Yisrael was steiging now from Yiras HaOynish to Yiras HaRoymus. So double Tzitzak lies is when there's a dveikus the Shem Elokim and there's Midas Adin which is Mesucha Metucha Kenegdo, and then there's the Bechina of Eis Tzara and you have to daven there Ben Shalom take us out of Eis Tzara and etc. Here it's the Darga where it's Hecha which is a Hamtaka of the Din, the whole Musug of the Yudke Vavke, the Shem of Rachamim is a Hamtaka of the Shem Elokim, because it brings a person up to the Bechina of Shivisi Avai and Eidi Samit. It brings a person to the Darga where he feels and he sees Rabban Shalom's Mahava called Bria called Rega Verega, and then person clings to that chayim. That's the hamtok.
Everyone said Rosh Yod Shir.
Who?
Everyone says Shir is Rosh Yod. You feel like you're connected.
That's mamish how one feels. A person can get more edik and dvikus when he's singing. That's the inner dvikus. Person's dovuk to chayim. Is then he sings Shir. Anything that's a lebe de kazach is that's a bechin of Shir. Torah is bechinah of Teferis, Torah is bechinah of Shem Havaya. And so you do that, the Zohar Kodesh says that the Bereishis is Rosh Hateva's Tov Shir, the Rosh Hashanah loves Shira, and Torah ends, Kedem bechinah Shira Sazinu. So the whole Torah is a Shira. The whole Torah is a Shira Hazois. Shira Hazois, the Shira Sazinu, the whole bechinah's Torah is a bechinah of Shira. So we've said that one of, we've discussed already that Dovid HaMelech was a Nephil. So Zohar Kodesh says Dovid HaMelech was born a Nephil. So every reg of his life, he's getting new Chiyas. So then Dovid HaMelech is the Av Zmiris of Shira, singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he felt the Chiyas every second. So Mela, somebody who's a Nephil feels the Chiyas every minute, and he's getting Anocha Zega. So he's the Bechina of Kulei Shir. It's the Bechina of Dovid HaMelech. That's the Bechina of Yiris HaRemus, the Kali Yisrael was Zeicha to be Dovid to Shir Havaya, Pari denied Havaya, so he wasn't Zeicha to this. Mi Havaya. But Kali Yisrael here, once you get, do away with the Mitzrayim, then it's Nizgala, the Havaya. Same Bechina, Yosef Tzadik also says, Yosef Tzadik was a Yirei Lekim, Yosef Tzadik, Asher Yish, Yoreh Hashem. Yosef Tzadik is a Bechina of Yirei, because he was Dovid to the Shem Shemaim Shagav Epif. You're Dovid to Shem Shemaim Shagav Epif. You can be in a bar, and it can be in a Choshen, it can be a Krovim, and they can know Mayim. But if you're Dovid to the Shem Havayim, it made the Bunch Lam to Mahavid the Briya, Korega, Verega. So then you're Dovid to the Mekor HaChaim. So Lashon Reb Tzadik, he didn't even have the Ashpah of Torah. He didn't even have Ruchnis. All he had was Nachashim and Krovim. Nachashim correspond to the Yitzhara. Krovim correspond to the Shibet Malchis. In other words, he had nothing around him. No mind, nothing around him that brings Chaim. What did he have? He had the Mekor HaChaim. Down there in the bar, that's like the Bechina of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Midbar is also a Makom of Nachashim and Krovim. So Yosef Tzadik, the hachshor of him to go down to Mitzrayim was a bechin in a bar. He showed that in a bar with the chashem akrovim, there's nothing else there. There's no mind. There's gonish. But if you dovek to makim echam akor achaim, as you dovek, that was the darga of Klal Yisrael in the midbar. That was the Klal Yisrael in the midbar. We're related to Yosef. It says the whole kriyas yamsu is b'schus Yosef Tzadik. Yikach Moshes atzmas Yosef imoy. Yosef Tzadik was a bechin. He's dovek to the makor achaim. If you double to the Makor HaChaim, even if there's no Mayim, and even if you're in a bar and there's Nechosh and a Krovim, if you double to the Makor HaChaim, so you double to the Makor HaChaim. And then Mamela, by being double to the Shem Havaya, then that alone is the Hamtok of the Din. Instead of davening, at that point, davening to take away the Minas HaDin, just be Ma'ala, the Din into Rachamim, into the Shem Yudke Vavke, which is the Rachamim, the Makor HaRachamim. And then, automatically, the din, you don't have to take away the Din with Tefillah. It just imale into that nadarga, and then the whole din will be nimtak, and that's what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. And as we said, that began the whole Klal Yisrael's Mahalach Imitzrayim was Bechinas Elikus Elikim. But after that, became Bechina of Havaya, and then Klal Yisrael was Zoyecha to be in a midbar, but there's no Chaim other than the Nimamta Lechem Lechem in Hashemayim. Even the Lechem came from Hashemayim. There Klal Yisrael lived in the Bechina Shavisi Havaya, and they saw it where they saw Mamish. That was the Yichud, that's the Mechina, that was the Mid. Where the king said, Havaya, Mahava. That's the Mesiris Nefesh. They didn't feel they were dying, Faked. They felt that they were still holding on. By dying, they felt they were still holding on to life. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echam. Havaya Echad is still holding on. Bang to that with his aura, that's suffocating. Chas v'shalom. And a person hasn't got a choice. The Hilchos Gittanya says that's the Ava Mysteris in a person. That you see, you've assimilated Jews. That Mamish Fry assimilated Jews and he came to Mysteris Nefesh. They gave their lives up willingly. How can they give their lives up willingly? That's the answer. The answer is because when it came to the Nekuda Alain, to the Nekuda Sachaim Alain, the person felt he can't. The person can't separate himself from Chaim. So they felt that they were staying alive. They felt that they were staying alive. And maybe that's why that's the Zeichet to the Chaim Aruchim. So the first mysterious Nefesh was Avraham Avinu, and he came out alive. That was the first mysterious Nefesh that we have in Torah. It's the story of Ur Kasdim. Why? It's a short person. A person, the most Nefesh of Yiddishkeit, Pshalis, he's Dovuk to Chaim. He's not ending Chaim. He's Dovuk to Chaim. Avraham Avinu had to be manifested literally. So he came out. Horon didn't have Azam Musik, so he died. Avram even felt that he's Dovak to Chaim by giving his life up. So he should go on Nimrod's side. He felt that would be dragging him away from Chaim, he'll suffocate. So he felt by going into the Kibshon Ha'esh, he's Dovak to Chaim. So he's Dovak to Chaim. So Rosh Hashanah wants to show Allah Yidin that you're Taka Dovak to Chaim. The person's Moshe Nefesh, he's Taka Dovak to Chaim. Whether it's carrying on Chaim down here, whether it's going on to the Chaim Mamitim in the Olim Shel Emes, or it's Dovak to Chaim, that's Klo. So first, Mesirus Nefesh had to be somebody who stays alive. That every later Mesirus Nefesh means Avada, that the Dovak to Chaim, the Dovak to the Emes to Chaim. Horam wasn't massive that, so he Taka died. But that's the Sod of Mesirus Nefesh. Hashem Echad, your Dovak person's Dovak, and those who similarly the Jews felt when it came to them, and the Kudos Achaim. The Kudos Achaim is something that a person is not in control of. Every person a person is not in control of is Nekudos Achaim. The yearning for Chaim is so great, and the person is not in control of that. The person is not in control of that. So B'Shas Hashmat, the Eden gave their lives up. They were Mechal Shabbos, B'Fahesia, they ate in the Velus, the Trebus, Yom Kippur, by Ne'ila. When it came to the Nekudos Achaim, which would sever them from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mahave, they couldn't, the Pasha couldn't. Pasha couldn't. They felt that the suction of life sucked them into being Moshe Nefesh. Okay. Every mitzvah is like that. Every mitzvah is in Makor HaChaim. So they felt that the Matisyo, they went to Melchom and they felt, oh, mitzvahs, there's no Chaim. Either going with the Mephoshim Asi, you can't suicidal. It's suicidal to go. So the Bab Shreb, I think, remembers going to see. It's suicidal. How are you allowed to do that? The halacha b'chlan. Now for the kohenim, not to light the menorah, not to light the menorah. The ner Hashem nishmas Adam. That the neshama they felt is being severed from the neshama. Imke in lama lichaim. Lama lichaim. They went up in Mesiris nefesh. They cling to chaim by going up in Mesiris nefesh. On a neshama. The ner is ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The nishmas chaim. It's called Nishmas Chaim. On a neshama, on a neshama, it's leitzach nisht. On a neshama, it's leitzach nisht. And maybe we're going into the Makor HaChaim. Lama lanu hazah chaim to be down here, on a neshama, lama lanu chaim. They felt that the urge to be alive when they made them march to be Moshe Nefesh. Yisod explains all the different types of zachem. They didn't ask questions. Megate. Why? Because you have a person that hasn't got a prayer. They felt lama nichaim. There's no chaim without it. And if it's a matter of chaim, then a person is not in control. Those yidden, if they were chal shabbos yom kippur, they pinked on satz gahat v'nigdashti b'seich mene yisrael. Amitz asei in the Torah, the wayvon lamates melachos and shabbos. The answer is, Ayid is Moshe Nefesh, and he's kosher to the Rabban Shalom. The maid of the Yidin went to the Mesirus Nefesh, with the Simcha they went to the Moshe Nefesh. With the Simcha they went to the Moshe Nefesh, because they felt like they're carrying on Chaim. Because it's been severed from the link, it's been severed from the mahavel kol avayis. The main is taka tomei minayin avod zora shematame meis. Shematame meis. Pel dikazach. Tov, I have to go.